Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here. Toll free. Is the internet going to be deemed a public utility by the FCC? And if so, what will that mean for you? We will talk about that. You can also take control of the airwaves here. The we includes me, Ian.
And me, Chris Cantwell.
ChristopherCantwell.com is his website. You can go there and read various articles as well as watch some clips from Free Talk Live.
Yeah, if you want to watch me make fun of crippled people or religious people, you know, you just go over there and send me some money or something.
You know, Chris, you got to be careful making fun of crippled people. Before you know it, you'll break a leg or something like that, and you'll be the guy who's having to deal with conflicts with the elderly, as that last caller was. He was describing the frustrations that he was experiencing trying to park in the crippled spaces, where apparently a lot of elderly folks who are not infirmed are parking, because he says that now anybody who gets a doctor's note can get one of those tags.
It's worse than Free Talk Live.
Handicap tags. But, you know, it would be somewhat ironic for the universe to give you that experience. And it would be actually fairly entertaining as well, because you'd likely record video of your interactions with these elderly folks taking the space.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, you know what I would do is I wouldn't even bother. I would just take up the two parking spaces, right? Like, okay, fine. Like, I need to park somewhere so I can go into Walmart. And the guy's saying, he's like, well, the thing is that you have to take up two parking spaces. I'm like, then go ahead and do it. Like, somebody already parked in the handicap space. Go take up two parking spaces. And if a cop gives you a ticket, then go into court and be like, I'm a cripple and this guy won't even let me have a blah. Yeah, go ahead, do that. That'll be a blast. And you know what? You know, look. Don't get me wrong, I'd prefer to be able to walk and stuff like that, but I don't know. I was going to say something funny and I failed.
It is nice to be able to have our faculties, and I certainly appreciate having mine. So toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The Federal Communications Commission, according to Grover Norquist and Patrick Gleason, and they were writing for Reuters.com, they're in the middle of a high-stakes decision that could raise taxes for close to 90% of Americans. The commission is considering whether to reclassify broadband as a telecommunications service, and in doing so, Washington would trigger new taxes at the state and local level. The agency would like to make internet service a public utility, placing broadband under Title II regulation of the Communications Act of 1934. This move would make broadband subject to New Deal-era regulation and have significant consequences for U.S. taxpayers. Under the decision to reclassify broadband, Americans would face a host of new state and local taxes and fees that apply to public utilities. These new levies, according to the Progressive Policy Institute, would total $15 billion annually. On average, consumers would pay an additional $67 for landline broadband and $72 for mobile broadband each year. So you're looking at, you know, $5-6 a month extra on your internet bill, just because they would change the regulatory structure under which the internet providers exist.
I guess I don't know if they go into this, but I mean, it sounds like, because the idea of the internet being a public utility is not necessarily news, right? Like, whether they go through with it, it sounds like they're making a more significant move doing it.
But they actually vote on it.
Yeah, they you know, they've been trying to do the net neutrality thing forever now, and that's basically just a big old scam for the government to regulate your internet connection and decide what your provider can and cannot do.
Yeah, I think it's really scary, personally. And libertarians who support net neutrality, I think, need to think twice on that one.
Yeah, that drives me crazy. Every time that thing hits the headlines, you see, my Facebook libertarian echo chamber fills up with pro-government propaganda, and I'm like, stop it, you morons!
Yeah, why would a libertarian, why would somebody who understands that the state is a tool of violence and that everything it touches it tends to ruin, why would they want to turn to the state to try to under the crazy belief that it's somehow going to make their internet access better?
The corporations, man.
Karen.
Look, what it is.
I don't like corporations either, no doubt. I mean, the corporation is just essentially a protection racket for people that are politically connected and have enough money to, you know, set themselves up in this manner. I'm certainly no fan of that idea, although I'll use a corporation if I need to because, well, that's the system that we're in.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it can help protect me from other corporations or whatever, okay, that's fine. But the idea of the corporation is essentially to protect somebody from legal liability for their actions.
Exactly.
And I'm not necessarily a huge fan of that idea.
So legal fiction to avoid responsibility when doing business.
So I'm fine. Critique the corporations, no doubt about it. But really, isn't the problem with net neutrality or the problem with this whole concept of the government taking over that the government created the problem in the first place? It's one of those classic things where the government, what was it, Harry Brown said back during his presidential campaign, the government breaks your legs, hands you two crutches, and expects you to be grateful for it.
Yeah, it's nine scariest words, you know, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. It's like, you know that things are about to get worse as soon as they do that. So,
But
that's the idea behind it, that the internet, like, you have a right to it or something, you know, and it's like, look.
Well, when it's considered a public utility, it will likely start to, I mean, there are already people promoting that idea out there, and if the government gives them more credibility by deeming this a utility, then it'll be in the ranks of water and, you know, in the ranks of power, which many people believe folks have a right to.
Yeah, I mean, look, and this is one of these things that you get into it with the liberals, and they're just like, you don't want, like right now, like water's a public utility, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when you talk badly about the government, they're like, well, you just want dirty water and bad, you know, and it's like, no, actually, I'm pretty sure that we can figure out a way to get water without violence, right? Like, people drill wells on their land and do all sorts of different things to get water.
The worst water I've ever had comes from government taps.
Right. And so, you know, we're in a situation now that the government is basically going to take over the internet. And in 10 or 15 years, if you say anything bad about the government, people are going to be like, well, what, you don't like the internet? And I'm like, well, dummy, we had internet, you know, long before the government took it over, and it was working out pretty good. And now, you know, we're in a situation where, hey, if you ever see a website get taken off the internet, one of two things happen. Either somebody didn't pay their bill, or the government took it down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is how censorship happens. It's not something that the government is failing to prevent. It's something that they're doing. And I can't stand the stupidity that goes into people who think that they're going to have the government solve something. It's ridiculous.
Back to, especially libertarians who should know better.
Yeah.
Back to the story from Reuters here. Proponents of broadband reclassification, including the left-of-center organization Free Press, claim that it would not result in higher taxes or fees. The recently extended Internet Tax Freedom Act, they assert, prohibits state and local taxation of internet service. This is incorrect, however. The act does not apply to telecom-related fees. Free Press and other broadband reclassification proponents also say the new taxes and fees can be prevented if the FCC designates broadband as an interstate service. A Progressive Policy Institute report explains why this is also incorrect. Quote, when the commission previously considered the jurisdiction of internet traffic, it determined that such traffic was largely interstate, but, quote, jurisdictionally mixed. Don't you love this legalese nonsense? States routinely tax jurisdictionally mixed services that are classified as interstate for the purposes of regulation. For example, wireless services may not be regulated by state public utility commissions, but they are subject to a host of state and local taxes and fees. In several states, interstate wireless revenues are subject to taxation. So basically they're saying here that the advocates of this change are saying, no, it won't result in higher taxes. And the analysis that Grover Norquist is making is saying, yeah, actually it will be.
I can tell you right now. So, like, I have the Straight Talk Wireless, and I originally signed up for it when I was in New York.
Right.
Now, if I –
$50 a month or whatever.
$45 a month, unlimited talk, text, and web. Now, if I go to Walmart in New Hampshire and I buy – the service card in the Walmart store.
Mm-hmm.
It's $45.
That's right.
It's flat.
No sales tax.
No cell phone taxes, whatever. If I go and I do it online, if I do it over the phone, it's like $49 because they're still smacking me with New York taxes and regulatory fees that are imposed by the state of New York, not by the federal government or anybody else. So, you know, if you think that you're going to...
Why are you getting New York taxes?
Because it's a New York area code. It was registered in New York. I don't know if I can get it out of there or something like that.
I think I'm paying some kind of tax on that, too.
Yeah.
Like, because I do the credit card renewals on the Walmart Straight Talk. So that's what I have as well. And I know it's not 45. It's more like 47, 48.
If you walk into Walmart, you buy the card, you won't pay that. But if you're paying by credit card, they're whacking you with all the fees.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Well, it's just convenient, you know. I don't go to Walmart often enough to get the damn cards. But I guess it's worth it to me to pay for the convenience, but it's nice to know you can get around it.
Maybe you call Walmart, change your address with them or something, because you might be able to get away.
But my address is in New Hampshire. We're coming up here in moments. 855-453. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. At the end of the 19th century, many intellectuals abandoned the idea that people have natural rights, believing instead that freedom was a privilege. This idea inspired a generation of activists called progressives, who argued that the Constitution's principles had become obsolete. Progressivism was best expressed by Supreme Court Justice Brandeis. Individual rights, he said, must be remolded from time to time to meet the changing needs of society. Our founders knew that if rights can be remolded, it meant you have no rights at all. The income tax and the prohibition of alcohol were just two ideas progressives advocated. The Constitution stood in their way, but they argued it could simply be reinterpreted. This living Constitution idea triumphed in the Supreme Court in the 1930s, and its impact remains with us today. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're welcome to comment on whatever's on your mind. And if you would like to share your thoughts on this proposal, apparently to regulate the internet as though it is a public utility. To me, that just sounds like a scary idea. And as Chris Campbell pointed out, it's sort of in the vein of this idea that the internet is somehow a right, some kind of human right. And, of course, there are 4 billion people in the world that don't have access to the internet. They don't have the ability to get anywhere near an internet access point. And, of course, when you say that something is a right, then that means that someone else has an obligation to provide it to you.
Or at least that's the math that government uses to take money from productive people and to go and give it somebody else. And of course, you know, I could just imagine. I mean, is that the number? 4 billion people don't have internet.
More than 4 billion. Yeah, it's actually more than 50% of the world's population.
It's just going to be running copper all over like third world countries, trying to give them 56K dial up. Yeah, just and then it's just, oh my God, I can't believe. The mess that idea creates, just the
right to internet. You know?
Oh yeah, I mean, I've heard them talk so much about like, because there's already, as I understand it, there's already projects like there's already been a lot of subsidies to like get internet into other places or get like faster internet access.
They're doing it in New Hampshire.
Are they?
Yeah, there's a government project called Fast Roads.
Where
they're bringing internet, they're bringing fiber internet to rural areas of New Hampshire. I mean, if I were in a crappy area of New Hampshire that had no internet and that was the only option for me, I'd probably take it.
You know? Yeah, I mean, I can understand why you would, but then, you know, maybe like when you're planning your move to New Hampshire, you're like, find out who the internet provider is before you go and like
spend
a bunch of money on some property. And like, I can't. It just baffles the mind. It's like, yes, I understand that's part of the reason why your house was cheaper, right? Like, you went to a place that had nothing.
You live in the middle of nowhere.
Right. So don't live in the middle of nowhere. Or live in the middle of nowhere and get a satellite or a cell or, you know, a big antenna on top of your house or do something. You don't get to steal other people's money so that Verizon can go run fiber optics out into your little underground bunker, you Alex Jones nut.
So the stories from Reuters, Grover Norquist and Patrick Gleason are looking at the proposal here to regulate the internet as though it is a public utility. And they're saying here that this is actually going to result in higher taxes. So if you've got a $50 internet bill, you're probably looking at another $5 a month in charges just to fulfill the various different tax requirements that will come in because it will now be a utility.
Right. And those are the estimates that happen before the government program starts.
Before
they
get their hands all over it.
Once they get in there and there's a bunch of guys in cable trucks sitting on the side a highway drinking coffee and smoking cigarettes instead of doing their jobs, and all of a sudden you're going to realize, like, oh, wait, it costs a little bit more once you had the government go out and do this idiotic, ridiculous program that's going to help nobody.
The telecommunications industry has invested more than $1.2 trillion on broadband infrastructure since 1996. As a result, roughly 87% of Americans have access to broadband. It would be foolish for the government to discourage the significant investment required to maintain, expand, and improve this infrastructure by subjecting broadband to circa 1930s regulation. I mean, can you imagine? They had to do in the 1990s a major update to the various different regulations. Simply because, you know, we don't have pulse-style phones anymore for the most part. Or whatever it was that came before pulse-style, where you had to talk to the operator and have her patch a cord in somewhere before you could talk to somebody. But I guarantee you some of those...
Hello, Dolores, can you connect me to Janet?
Yeah. Well, I guarantee you some of that stuff's probably still on the books. Some of the old regulations that they wrote back in the 1930s, they're literally talking about applying those to the internet. That's a scary idea. Like, you and I don't even have any understanding, Chris. I mean, we're reading this article by Grover Norquist. I doubt he has taken the time to read any of these regulations.
And Congress sure as heck hasn't.
Yeah, nobody reads this stuff, and then, you know, it should be a public utility now because people like it, people need it, people use it. Well, and then all of this other stuff that has never applied to it as far as regulations is going to apply to the internet.
And then, here's what we're going to see in 20 years. It's going to be government PSAs. We're going to see public service announcements telling people that they need to conserve bandwidth. Right? They're going to be like, you have to stop with the movies and the Netflix and the YouTubes and the whatnot, and only update your Facebook status twice a day, because everybody, the internet is for everybody, and you're using too much of it, and the 1% have to pay their fair share, and hang yourself.
You're probably right with that, Chris Cantwell. You know, I think you may be spot on with that prediction.
What happens every summer in any place that gets warm anyway?
Right, in Los Angeles or wherever.
Always. Yeah. Oh, you have to turn your air conditioners off. You're causing brownouts, right? Why? Because you're a public utility and you don't have the market incentive to provide people with the products that they demand. That's like it was so funny when I was down in New York. There's like a commercial, right? Like I heard on the radio, they're like, why would Con Edison tell you to lower your bill? We're trying to sell a product, right? They're like, because we care about you and want to save you money. No, it's because you are incapable of meeting the demand.
That's
because you're a public utility.
Well,
and they're telling them, don't water your lawns. It's a drought. There's a drought. Like, there's not enough water in the world, you morons.
Well, because there's limited competition. I mean, usually with these public utilities, there's one of them, and that's it. They're being given a government monopoly, essentially, over a certain service area. And not only that, but they're usually prohibited to raise rates without government permission.
Exactly.
So one of the things that might happen in a market is that if there really was a shortage, like if the company had failed to find different sources of water, you know, for whatever reason, then they could always raise their rates. Like, oh, crap, there's a shortage. Let's raise our rates. And then if the rates go up, then people will be more diligent about how much water they use. But they can't do that likely under a government regulatory scheme, and or the government is just plain running the water system like they do here in Keene, New Hampshire, where fortunately we don't have these problems because there's plenty of water around here. But in other places, really, it's just the failure of the state or whoever it is they've deemed to operate this system to do the business in the right way, to keep their business operating and to keep their customers happy.
Exactly. When a thing becomes scarce, economics tells us that the price goes up. And if your company is incapable of meeting market demand and at any price, right, then some competitor's going to come in and do it,
right?
If electricity goes up to, whatever it is, you know, if electricity rates triple and there's a competitor in the market, then somebody's going, hey, I can get a lot of money for electricity over there. I better start selling generators or whatever it is that you have. I mean, we had it in New York at a Hurricane Sandy thing. They were rationing gasoline because they couldn't raise the prices of it. And it's like, look, people, I understand that you don't want to pay more for stuff. You know, I understand you want things to be easy, but that's not how it works.
Let's go to Jim. He's in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live, calling from or listening to Kiva. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Welcome. You're on the air.
Didn't I just tell you not to do this?
Hey, you know what? First off, I want to tell you guys, I was just telling the guy that screened me, you know, I've only been listening to you guys for about 2 or 3 weeks now, and I love you guys, man.
Oh, love you too, buddy. Now thanks, get on with your point.
See, they like it when you abuse them. I'm telling you, they're like women. Oh, Chris. Oh,
come on, buddy. You're a blast so far. Let's go.
Okay, all right. Hey, you know this thing is not new with what the government's doing. You know that, right?
Of course not.
Mall Bell, which is Century Link here in the Rocky Mountain West. I mean, we've been subsidizing through Century Link, or what used to be Mall Bell out here. We've been subsidizing the ranchers and the farmers for our phone.
Oh, the phone system. Hang on, Jim. I'll bring you back and get to your full comments here in a moment. The phone system, the regulations are ridiculous. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-881-1075. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-881-1075. That's 1-800-881-1075. Call 1-800-881-1075.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It is night one of two with Christopher Cantwell in studio here tonight. Thanks, Chris, for coming in tonight.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Your website is ChristopherCantwell.com, and you can get all kinds of... Let's take a mute on that one. You can get all kinds of Christopher Cantwell-related stuff, like articles and videos, and you just started up, once again, Some Garbage Podcast. It is back for 2015.
That's right, it is, and we're doing it at least Fridays from 5 to 7, and actually this week I will be doing a Thursday episode. Marcel is in town visiting us, a.k.a. Gay K-47.
I have not heard. No, this is new to me.
I haven't actually announced the... I haven't actually, like, scheduled the show. I was going to... Because I wasn't sure if it was going to be episode 18 or 19, because I was going to try to do one sooner with Rapture again, because I want to do the whole free will determinism thing that we started on here.
Marcel, I've met him previously a couple times. He came back. He's visiting Keene, and he's considering making a move here. He's here applying for some job.
Yeah. I believe he's up here for an interview, actually. He's already applied.
It happened today, and I actually saw Marcel on this list of, like, the top 40 under 40, which is, like, a list that Tony Styles came up with. He's a liberty-oriented talk show host. You were on that list, Chris Cantwell.
Sure was.
I was on that list. Derek J. Freeman was on that list, and Marcel was on that list. What is he known for, honestly? I don't know. He seems like a nice guy to me.
I don't know what he's done in the way of activism. Mm-hmm. I know he's got a pretty big, like, Facebook audience, and he's been in, like, the libertarian brutalism Facebook groups, and it's fun, like... I love a politically incorrect gay guy.
He's like a gay libertarian. So that's
yeah. So I don't know. I mean, my Facebook experience is so selfish. Like, I'm just seeing what people interact with me on.
About
right?
You.
So, like, I don't entirely know. But, I mean, I know that he's built up some bit of a following, and he's coming here, and I'm looking forward to having him.
I think it's exciting because, you know, as soon as Marcel makes the move to Keene, presuming that's what happens, presuming he gets the job, et cetera, he does seem excited about coming here. Yeah. That will give us 10% of the top 40 under 40. The top 10% of the top 40 living in Keene, New Hampshire.
Yeah, I think that's awesome news. I mean,
it's an indicator that there's something happening here.
Well,
right?
Because I mean, you know, obviously, I mean, Tony's a media guy. He's a radio guy, the Tony Styles Show. Mm-hmm. I think he's also with GCN.
He is now, yeah.
And you know, where do people come if they want to produce media in New Hampshire or anywhere if they want to produce libertarian media? They come to Keene, New Hampshire, because this is where it's happening, the undisputed liberty media capital of the world.
John Bush says it is disputed. John Bush says he has disputed it out of Austin, Texas, and so we can no longer claim that it is undisputed.
No. Look, John, Austin is the liberal media capital of Texas, okay? I think he's got it a little confused, Libertopia.
Well, to be clear, though, I mean, he's disputed it, so therefore you can't say it's undisputed.
Okay,
anymore,
all
right.
So now there's a completely frivolous dispute on the table. That's fine.
Well, anyway, John's doing a great job with the Liberty Beat, which is a great daily news package coming out of Austin.
I'm not even a fan of John, but I'll tell you, yeah, Liberty Beat
Liberty
is
Beat's
good.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, let's go back to Jim. He is still with us here in Albuquerque, new to the show or newish. You've been listening for the last few weeks since we've been. Brand new, or I guess rebrand new to the airwaves there in Albuquerque, because we actually were on Kiva once upon a time several years ago, and they brought us back, which I'm always happy about. Go ahead, Jim.
A number of things more about this whole thing. I mean, I'm not a big government person, but I do believe in fairness in business, and you know, CenturyLink's been stuck with these high taxes for like ever, and then we have Comcast Cable, which also provides phone service, but they don't have to pay for all those tax, or customer doesn't have to pay for all those taxes having Comcast Cable as opposed
that's
to
true.
A customer that, and you sit there and go like, well, where the hell's the fairness even as a customer? Because maybe I prefer CenturyLink over Comcast Cable, but I can't go have CenturyLink because Comcast Cable is providing it cheaper, and for what reason? Because
the fairness to answer your question, you said, where's the fairness? And I'm going to answer your question very plainly. The fairness went out the window the moment that the government started controlling public utilities. Once they were like, hey, telephone company, you're part of us now.
Right, they're the kingmaker.
I understand that. Right. But it's not just with the government. It's like literally with everything in our lives. I worked for the grocery industry forever, and for even the grocery companies, whether it be Kroger, whether it be Safeway, what used to be Albertsons, for them to do business, even in these smaller communities throughout each state, even they have to subsidize those stores in those small towns by you as a customer in the city. You are paying for a little bit more. You may not see it, but you are paying a little bit more. For every
really?
Product did you buy? Oh, absolutely.
You're saying big city grocery stores subsidize the existence of smaller, same store chain in a smaller area?
I can see where he's going with it.
Including and up to guarantee Walmart is the same way.
Well, yeah, the idea being that it's probably...
It boils down to one thing, guys. It boils down for these big corporations to do business in these small communities. It boils down to transportation costs, and they have to find a way to cover that transportation cost to get into these smaller communities.
Why open a store in an area that's not viable economically and support it with the profits from a store in an area that is? What's the point of that?
Well, I can tell you right now. Well, Trinidad, which is on the borderline between Colorado and New Mexico, that Walmart in Trinidad, that draws in all the business from farmers and ranchers and all the small towns, probably within a 50 to a 75 mile radius. So it pays for them very much so.
Well, the idea being, I think what he's saying is, so like it costs more to get products to market in these more remote places.
Sure.
So then if Walmart's selling the product, if Walmart is selling a product in, say, Keene, New Hampshire, right, and they're selling it for the same price in, say, I don't know, Tamworth. Right.
Okay. Something further out.
The margin is probably not the same, right? Because I mean, there's some increased added expense as opposed to, and probably not the same amount of demand or whatever like that. So I mean, I guess what he's saying is that subsidizing, like, I don't know, like we think of subsidy with the case of, you know, coercion and stuff like that, but it's the company is making, you know, sort of a decision to divert resources from one place to another where...
Well, right.
Yeah, but still doesn't make much sense to me, right? Like, I mean, it's if the store doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Why wouldn't it? Look at McDonald's. You can look at McDonald's or Burger King. They're in every little Yahoo town from coast to coast, and you sit there and go... Why would they have this freaking McDonald's out in the middle of flipping nowhere?
Yeah, but a lot of those are franchise. I don't know about McDonald's, but I know a lot of Burger Kings are franchise. And so that the Burger King that's franchise would not be getting a subsidy from corporate. I mean, that's not going to happen.
I wonder... I don't know how that part works, but the grocery industry, like I said, I worked in it.
You work in the business.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I used to work in it forever, and I can tell you for an in fact, those your ads that you get in, I don't know what they are back east, but we get our ads every Wednesday, and those are called BOGO items, and those
buy one get
one items, yeah, those BOGO items, those are the same price in every store throughout every community. Somewhere's in the store, they're making up the price in the bigger cities for when you go into that store to buy. You're making it, the corporation's making it up somewhere within that store to help subsidize those smaller stores in those towns.
I guess, you know, once something gets to be Steiger's Law, like once an organization grows to be like a certain size, it's going to spend more and more of its time and resources on just, you know, taking care of the organization as opposed to like the business of the organization. So I suppose like these companies are sort of, presuming that his math is right. I don't have any data in front of me, but the idea being that basically the company is just concerned with expanding itself and thus is doing things that might not be the most economically efficient things. And so the stores that are making a lot of money are sort of, you know, not these stores.
They're propping them up, huh?
Yeah, propping them up. And I don't think that these stores are losing money wherever they are, don't get me wrong, but the pricing would be different if not for the whole organization.
Okay, fair enough.
Well,
Jim, thanks.
And hold on, one more thing. Quick. The other thing you guys got to remember also, by them doing this, if you're a person that's in these rural areas, when you come around these big cities, that makes a big impression on you. So where's the first place you're going to go to when you're inside of a...
So it's branding as well. That's a good point. Thanks, Jim. More coming up.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you're well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do love
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever's on your mind. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Cantwell,
and join us online at freetalklive.com. If you get online, you really need to be concerned about your privacy, and one of the ways you can protect your privacy is by using ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network. They encrypt your data online, meaning your internet service provider, whether they're heavily regulated by the government or not, will not know what you're doing online because it's encrypted, whatever it is you're doing. Right now, they're probably logging the website you visit, the search terms you enter, maybe keeping those logs up to 5 years, and, of course, handing them right over to the state whenever they come knocking. You can put a stop to that by grabbing ProXPN software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android devices. Linux users, you don't even need to download ProXPN. There's a different setup process for you, but you can do it all by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Get started there. You can start for free. Try out ProXPN, see what you think, and when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world you can access, you can privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites, all with ProXPN's premium account, which you can get at a sweet 50% discount by using code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live and the number 50. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL to get started. And by the way, once you're done with your first year of ProXPN, you can continue at the same discounted rate. So that 50% discount is good for the lifetime of your account. So go check it out at proxpn.com/FTL. It's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose but your privacy. Use promo code FTL50 at proxpn.com/FTL and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Let's go to James in Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, not again. Go ahead, James. Give us your wisdom.
Say something funny.
You're the one who called the program. You say something that's of value to our audience or get lost. Say something interesting. Go. Come on, brilliant guy. Go call Ian Minister and say something. Go. What do you want?
I'm not the one that calls myself a minister. Your professional liar that you're sitting next to does. And why he's not in jail, I can't believe that the city of Keene hasn't done so.
Why don't you have a nice cry about it?
All right, just forget it. You know what? At least fix your internet connection before you call up here and bloviate with nonsense. He's got a terrible connection.
He's got a terrible brain
and a terrible mouth, and I've seen the text messages he sends us. His writing skills are worse than his talking, and he doesn't even have an internet connection. Go to hell, moron.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Greg is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg. Oh, no, we lost Greg. Maybe he was afraid you were going to yell at him.
It's like, oh, no, this is how they're going to treat the callers. I better hang up now.
No, but seriously, James has a terrible internet connection.
Yeah,
half the time his calls drop out.
Look, I don't know. Look, I don't know who's tuning in for the first time. I mean, I'm usually not this mean to callers. James is the guy who calls in every week, and we just got done doing this in a previous segment that I'm sick of these guys that they call in, they have nothing to say, they're repeating themselves, and James is just one of these moron, bloviating fools who has nothing interesting to say, and now we can't even hear what he's saying because his internet connection is messed up.
So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Give a call if you'd like to be abused tonight. Just go ahead, call and say something stupid. I'll call you a fool, and then you'll feel better about yourself.
So in other news, Chris, we had a guy call earlier tonight. You haven't yelled at everybody that's called in, just James and Pete.
And I sort of I gave the cripple a little bit of a hard time, but I didn't yell at him. And then the other guy was like, "How you doing?" And I'm like, "Did I not tell you to do?" You know. So I'm ornery today. I gotta relax or something.
You need some sex. That's what you need, Chris.
I definitely need some sex.
So we were talking about regulations, etc., but also somebody called in earlier to ask, well, what do we think about the Fox News Dish situation? And honestly, we didn't know anything about it. I had just seen the headlines that Dish was not carrying Fox News. And according to MediaBistro.com, the two sides of this story are that, Fox News is claiming that it's Dish's fault, and Dish is claiming that it's Fox's fault. Fox is claiming that Dish has agitated their audience, and apparently, you know, their Fox listeners or viewers, thousands of them have sent emails to Dish to object about this. But Dish says that it's Fox that has pulled the two sides apart. Their SVP of programming says, quote, "It's like we're about to close on a house and the realtor is trying to make us buy a new car as well. Fox blacked out a bit two of its news channels, Fox News and Fox Business, using them as leverage to triple their rates on sports and entertainment channels that are not in this contract." And I was actually watching the video from one of the chief executives of Dish Network, where he kind of goes into more detail on exactly what's going on here. And essentially, they're renegotiating an agreement. So there's agreements that Dish Network has with all of their content providers. And I guess Dish is paying Fox a certain amount per year.
Yeah.
And Fox wants more money, and Fox wants twice as much money, apparently, for the Fox News channel. And the Dish Network guy acknowledged that, you know, he basically said, well, you know, we could see the point that Fox is worth more because they're, like, the number one channel, and so, you know, okay, fine, we'll pay more for Fox, and that they were getting ready to come to an agreement when Fox then came to the table and said, oh, yeah, and you need to pay three times as much for this other Fox channel that is nowhere near as popular as Fox, you know, like, I don't know what it would be, FX or something else, some other kind of maybe Fox Sports, some other Fox channel that's nowhere near the popularity of Dish or the Fox News. And so they're basically using Fox News as their leverage point to try to get more money out of Dish for the other channels. And Dish said, whoa, you know, we're not going to do this. And so what happened, the claim from Dish is that they reached the expiration date on the agreement. And before the agreement expired, they said, hey, look, you know, we haven't finished negotiations. We're willing to extend the agreement. The existing agreement, we'll extend it, you know, another month or two or however long. That way the programming can continue on while we negotiate this new agreement. And Fox refused to take that extension. And so it was Fox who decided that they weren't going to continue sending their signal to Dish. It wasn't Dish that pulled Fox. It was just that Dish wasn't going to be beaten up, essentially, by Fox. And as Dish pointed out, you know, every increased cost has to be passed on to their customers.
Right. As you're talking about this, I think we had a similar problem. And when I was in Long Island, we have Cablevision down there. And I remember there was like, it was like the day before Fox News was going to get pulled from Cablevision. Cablevision, and all the Tea Partiers were like, you've got to call Cablevision, you've got to call Cablevision. And I was like, I'll call Cablevision. I don't want to lose Fox News. And
this was a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, a few years, you know. And, I mean, even when I started getting into, like, liberty ideas, I mean, I was still watching Fox News, you know, because I certainly wasn't going to watch MSNBC, you know.
Right.
As long as I was watching television news, I was watching Fox, no question about it. And so... But it was a similar situation that they were sort of trying to bully things because they know they're the number one cable news network. Mm-hmm. And there is not another, like, you know, conservative, quote, news outlet on the television set. So Fox News has a lot of leverage there that they could be like, you're going to do what we want you to do, or we're going to pull Fox News away and you're going to lose every conservative subscriber that you have, which is a lot of people. I mean, you will to pull Fox News off of Dish Network would absolutely cause millions of people to cancel their Dish Network subscriptions. It would cost them tons and tons and tons of money.
Well, I guess Dish Network is willing to risk that here. I mean, I guess not necessarily. I shouldn't say it's Dish Network risking it because Fox is the one that pulled their signal. Dish is risking it in that they didn't say yes to the demands that Fox was making.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't care for that kind of business. Like, you know, certainly Fox is well within their rights to do business that way. But they're using their viewers as kind of pawns almost in this game to try to extract as much money out of Dish as possible, which ultimately means extracting money directly from their viewers because Dish has to just pass on whatever the increased costs are to their customers in the form of rate increases.
Well, of course, and it's not as if Fox News is giving their audience like a good economics lesson either, right? Like, so the Fox News viewer is all like, we want Fox, you have to get Fox back, and then their rates, you know, go up, and then they're like, hey, I don't want to pay for this, go cancel MSNBC.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, I have to say that, first of all, I'm no fan of any of these news channels.
Right.
Period. I mean, I get my news from the internet.
Yeah. I stop with the cable TV news.
Oh, and they're falling off the radar as far as, like, the amount of people who actually watch these channels. All of them. Like, Fox may be number one, but it's number one in a shrinking category of people who are just kind of bailing on cable news. Like, for me, if I could get Free Talk Live on Dish, or if I could get, you know, LRN.FM up on Dish Network, I would be very grateful, and I would never consider charging them a dime, because I want people to see or hear whatever it is I'm putting out, right? Like, why wouldn't Fox just leave them alone, you know? Keep the millions of people watching.
Right? They get millions of dollars.
It seems like they're cutting their nose off despite their face. I don't know. We're out of time for tonight. But you can join Chris Cantwell on his website anytime at ChristopherCantwell.com, and he'll be back tomorrow night for the Wednesday edition. We'll be online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.